This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And it is a Vibe Check Tuesday here on the Team 980. Appreciate everyone tuning in and answering our very sports talk radio-y, our very hot takey question. Anthony, are you ready for this very un-Hoffman Show graphic that is currently on if you're watching YouTube and question that we are going to put to the audience today?
I am ready.
Are you sure? Because we didn't talk about this before the show.
I guess I'm not.
It literally is just like, I think this is the right question for Vibe Check Tuesday. Like, of course, we knew we were going to do Vibe Check Tuesday. And as always, it's like, you know, how you feeling about the team, et cetera, et cetera. But really, I guess the core of what we're trying to answer right now, Anthony, is are the Commanders contenders? Bum, bum, bum.
Should we? See, that's the fat. It's a fascinating question just because, again, like we've seen time and time again, or I guess we've seen times where we've got off to good starts to the season, where we've gone 4-1, we've gotten off to 3-1 starts. And some of those seasons have, you know, spiraled badly. But also, I think that was in part to poor coaching, the fact that we had a lousy owner. It was a whole bunch of things like off the field. And I feel like this is probably like the first time in a while where it just feels different. Like everything feels different. Like
everything feels different. Yeah. No, everything feels different. I mean, you've got ownership that is supporting the team and that is supporting the team in the right way. Not like, hey, I know how I can support the team. I'm going to draft a quarterback. No, you personally should not draft a quarterback, a former owner of the football team. It's like, hey, we would like to go straight to Arizona to be able to not have to travel twice on a short week and have a cross-country trip and all of that stuff. Okay, cool. How much does that cost? $1 million? Yeah, here's a check. Do what you need to. Stay at a nice hotel. Make sure everybody's got what they need. Make sure Jaden can still get in at 4 a.m. Oh, by the way, the quarterback is showing up for work at 4 a.m. every single day because that's just how he does. The offensive coordinator is locked in. The defense is getting better week over week over week, even if they are playing bad offenses. But I think the big thing people will try to push back with, and, you know, one, outside of bad vibes being scarred in the history of it all, and the fact that there are no guarantees that it's the NFL, I think people will say, well, they haven't beaten anybody yet. Here's the thing about, like, my retort to my own question here, which is always fun when you answer it before you open up the phones. But we'll get to the calls starting in 7 minutes at 301-230-0980. My own answer to that question of are the Commanders contenders starts with, right? Because are they legitimately a Super Bowl contender? I mean, look, I don't know that there's five teams that have necessarily played better than the Commanders so far. I was pedaling in place earlier and fired up some of the afternoon talk shows and morning talk shows and such, and I put on Cowherd for 5 seconds. I was listening to an alternate podcast. I just needed something on the TV in front of me, Anthony. All due respect to Colin, that's not meant to be a pot shot. It's just like I wasn't really listening to what he was saying, but they do their like herd rankings, and he ranks his top 10 NFL teams power ranking style. Unless they're, I mean, I wasn't listening, so maybe the rankings are something else. But it did appear that he ranked the Commanders as the fifth best team in the league. And as you start to go through it, like, especially if you got some of these other teams that we think probably are better, are sputtering, it's like, are there five teams that have been better through 5 weeks? Probably not. Probably not. But then what does that mean? Well, that's where it gets really hard because you can only play who's on your schedule. But if we're trying to figure out how you're going to compete against the best teams in the league, they haven't exactly played that. The Browns' offense is horrendous, and their defense isn't nearly as good as it has been. And Myles Garrett is banged up, so even the best parts of their defense are not as good as they are accustomed to being. You have, obviously, Arizona is wildly up and down. They beat the crap out of the Rams, who are apparently a 1-4 football team. Then they lose 41-14 to Washington, and then they go out and beat San Francisco. So, like, how good of a win was it? I don't know. 41-14 in the NFL, that's not a bad way to win. But, like, how impressive is it? And, you know, the Commanders play in a way that when they get up, they're really hard to catch. How do they play if they're down in a game? We haven't really experienced that yet. And so this Baltimore game, there's obviously so much that is riding on it because we're going to find out against a good football team just what happens. But the other like retort I would say to that is, okay, what happens if they go out and Jaden's like, whoa, this is different. Oh, that's not what we anticipated. Okay, well, look at the rate at which Jaden Daniels has grown this season. If they go out and get worked by Baltimore, which is possible, I'm not going to predict that. But if they go out and get worked by the Ravens, I don't think the season's over. I don't think that they were frauds. I just think they haven't played to that level yet. And sometimes, like we see it in the playoffs in the NBA every year, new team, feisty, good, has a great regular season. They get up against a team that is a lower seed but has been there before, and that lower seed is like, there is a level of intensity here that you are not ready for, and we are about to show it to you. And if the Ravens come out and they play with that we've been here before intensity, and the Commanders are like, oh, crap, we don't know how to do this, I kind of think they'll be ready for it the next time. And so, you know, contenders. And then, by the way, they play Carolina, Chicago, and all these teams, Anthony, where the schedules, like, the Ravens are the best team they're going to play for the rest of the season, unless Dallas or Philly is rolling come November, December. The Steelers are, like, the only other team that I look at on their schedule that I can think of off the top of my head that's, like, pretty good, I guess, and depending on what you think of the Saints, you know, see what happened to them last night against Kansas City. Like, they fought hard, but they're not on that level. And so I think for Washington, like, if your answer to contenders for what is contenders for the NFC East with their schedule and with their schedule and, like, with the lead they already have, being 4-1, absolutely they're contenders. Are they Super Bowl contenders? That, I think, is a very, 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 very small list, and that I would probably pump the brakes on.
Yeah, I would just need to see more. Again,
right. I'm not saying they're definitely not, but I'm not ready to be like, the Washington Commanders are declaratively and definitively Super Bowl contenders.
I mean, I think 2 weeks ago, after we beat the Bengals, I think I had said, you know, I was cautiously optimistic about, you know, what the Commanders are, what we could be, just because I've seen this before. So again, if the Commanders go out here, and to be honest, I was actually on JP, B mentioned Finley earlier today, and I
are they booking you as a guest now?
Nah, it was a funny story actually.
All right, we can get to the funny story in a second.
But yeah, I basically told JP, I said, I think we're gonna go out there, we're gonna score a lot of points, but ultimately, I think we're gonna end up coming up short. And as long as we're competitive and, you know, we're still being consistent, the offenses, the defenses, you know, finding ways to, you know, still impact the game.
Sure.
I think we're going to have a successful season, whether or not we're, you know, legit Super Bowl contenders. That's another thing. But I at least just want to see the progress
on both sides of the ball. And if we're doing that, obviously, I think we're headed in the right direction. Can be, you know, those contenders that...
I would say two things. One, the fact that we can have the conversation in year one of a rebuild with a rookie quarterback is already a win.
Yeah.
That is thing one. Thing two, let's say they don't compete. Let's say they go out and get their doors blown off by Baltimore. Well, the last time they lost, and they lost pretty handily against Tampa Bay, mm-hmm. Dan Quinn comes up in the postgame and he goes, the only thing that matters for right now, now that we've lost, is do we learn the lessons? And they haven't lost since. So if they go out and get wrecked by Baltimore and learn the lessons and don't lose again for another month, and they're sitting there at like 8-2 through 10 weeks, I think the loss to Baltimore will still prevent some people from being all in mentally, because they'll be like, well, that's the best team they played. But when they get to that Pittsburgh game in November, I think that will be having the same conversations again. Eventually, you're going to have to beat good teams if you want to be taken seriously. But if the Commanders do nothing but lose to good teams and beat all the teams they're supposed to for the rest of the season, they're going to finish 10-6.
Yeah.
So, again, 4-1, good place to start. Are they contenders? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your call's next on a Vibe Check Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.